City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
I go with nowhere. I go away. So bad, I felt like flight attendant giving a safety demonstration. No one looked in my way, no one came here to watch me play. But that's okay, it's all the same. We focus on the destination, forget to be entertained by the journey. And so I packed up my guitar, headed for the nearest bowling alley. Oh, 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 you better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 39. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
And that was some of the music of one of my favorite gals, Canadian and lesbian, Ember Swift, her new CD, The Dirty Pulse. And she's been to Chicago, and she tours all over, all over Canada, the U.S. I think she's hit out into Europe. So if you're listening to this podcast, you can probably find her.
EmberSwift.com.
There you go, EmberSwift.com. And what was that first song?
That first song was called Ten Pin.
In the South, we'd say Ten Pin.
Ten Pin, which, you know, the bowling reference. And it was, I chose it specifically because this is the second time some of you are hearing it, because I did actually talk about it on my own podcast on Radio Peter the other day. But
I'll pretend that I've never heard it before.
You haven't heard it before. On October 21st, save the date. October 21st, we're having a bowling party here. A bowling party. Yay.
Who doesn't love bowling?
Bowling is
bad
fabulous.
Shoes,
oh my
stinky
God.
Stinky feet.
You know,
slick
and
slick floors.
Fried food. Lots of 7-Up and some Diet Coke.
Yep. And big balls. There you go. With
big
fingers
balls
in
everywhere.
Them.
Yeah.
With
fingers that
them.
Fit. Thick
yes.
fingers.
Mm.
So this is the deal, folks. We're having a bowling party at Waveland Bowl, 3700 Northwestern here in Chicago, from 7 to 10 on Saturday, October 21st. But not only are we having a bowling party.
Well, who's it for?
It's for everybody. It's for everybody, all the Midwest queer casters who can get to Chicago.
Yeah.
We would love you guys to come and to sweeten the pot, because maybe you don't want to look at me and Amy. Maybe you don't just want to see us.
But they don't find us sexy?
Well, they might.
Titillating?
They might.
They don't want to go to bed with us?
But I know someone who's titillating.
Yes.
The Lavender Media's The Midwest, the diva with the big hair and the bosom to match. Miss Wanda Wisdom is going to be coming into town. Wanda is going to be joining us that whole weekend. In fact, we're going to have lots of little fun things going on. Wanda Wisdom and our favorite lesbian on the internets. Oh, my idol, Miss Madge Weinstein, is going to be joining us as well.
Say it, is it so?
It's going to be so great. So
Wanda,
we're going to have this
and
fun
Madge part. And Peter
Wanda
and Amy.
Madge and Peter and Amy.
And all the other fantastic Midwest and Chicago queercasters. You know, there have been a
lot
of articles written about that. A lot of the queercast community is really, I don't know why the coasts
it's in the water.
Aren't, yeah, the two coasts are slacking, because we're all here. We're all in the Midwest.
We're all doing it. So folks, we're having this. It's a big meet and greet for everybody to come out. We have a limited number of spots to bowl. You're going to be able to find out on our website in just a day or two how you can get into bowl if you want. You're going to be able to bowl for $10. $10 for 3 hours.
$10?
That's all.
That's it?
$10. I managed to swing a bunch of deals and talk to a bunch of people, and I have to massage a bunch of feet and suck a bunch of toes.
That's either so. 110, two fives, or 10 singles that you got stripping at a bar the night before.
You could bring a roll of quarters. So, and if you don't want to bowl, you don't have to bowl. You can just come and hang out with everybody. Once again, it's from 7 to 10. It's on a Saturday. It's at a bowling alley. Waveland is 24 hours. It's all ages. Finally, all you folks who are under 21 who listen to podcasts, you can come out and hang out with us, and we would love to meet you. We would love to meet as many people. Bring your friends. Bring your mom. Bring your dad. Bring as many people as you can. Once again, like I said, there's only a limited number of spots we're going to have for those people who can bowl, but you are all welcome to just show up and hang out with us if you like.
And it's a party. It's going to be enough people for a party, limited space.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not any, and that is on October 20th.
October
21st. But the there is no limit, I mean, because this place is huge.
Giant.
And it's free, is October the 16th, that Monday. So it's kind of a week of queercasting. Mm-hmm. That Monday night, we're going to have our official launch party at Sidetrack. Yes. For those of you who like to have a little snocktail, and party with us, and all of our contributors will be there. Mm-hmm. Jerry Potter will be there.
Jared Jones will be there. Logan Schwartz and Grubiner from the Putnam County's 25th Annual Spelling Bee.
The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee Chicago cast will be with us. And Logan Schwartz and Grubiner is going to do an NC-17 Dirty Gay Spelling Bee with us. We're going to award prizes, MP3 players. So if you're listening to us on your laptop or on your desktop, you're going to be able to take us with you. Mm-hmm. And tickets to Spelling Bee downtown and Broadway in Chicago, and all kinds of other prizes. We have lots of things to give away. And there's going to be vodka passed around. Yes, vodka.
That's the 21 and overcrowded Sidetrack. So you got to be 21 to get there.
Must be 21, but it is going to be a party. It's also show tune night, so it's no better night to go to Sidetrack. 7-9, October the 16th. So now we're throwing parties for you. What more do you want from us, people?
Absolutely.
You know, we want you to comment on our shows and come to our parties and download us every show. And we'll throw parties for you. This is the kind of giving people. So. We want a symbiotic relationship here.
It needs to be interactive. It's not just us talking at you. We want you to talk back. We want you to scream back. We want you to holler back. You can leave us a voicemail, 312-21-BE-GAY. That's real easy.
Yeah.
You can feedback some information. You can comment on our webpage. It's so simple to do.
Yeah. And if you don't know where that is and you're listening to us, go to WindyCityCareerCast.com, because I got some tech savvy friends who are like, how do I leave a comment? You go on to where the little paragraph is where Peter lovingly describes what's on the show and links everybody up. And underneath that, it'll just say, comment, and just click on it. It's super, super easy. Mm-hmm. Jeff knows how to do it. You all learn too. Tell two friends.
Do it. Yeah.
And then the iTunes or any of the places that you're getting our show, that's a great place too. Leave us a comment there.
Absolutely.
We have a really, really big show today.
It's very entertainment heavy.
It is. Of course, we're going to do monthly with you. We're going, because queers love the movies and the DVDs. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out to the movies, night at the movies with Richard Knight Jr. talking to you about October. The Oscar season is heating up, and I'm still trying to see the old movies. And I saw this week, well, old meaning they came out 3 months ago or two months ago. The summer was so insane, I saw no movies. But I finally saw Devil Wears Prada on my birthday. Think? That's what I did. Okay, first of all, God love Meryl Streep, which I do. I love Meryl. She's so freaking fabulous. But you know what? She looks like Helen Mirren in this. So it's a double whammy for me. Like if Meryl had said no and turned it down, they would have cast Helen Mirren. And you know, so there's my Helen Mirren moment for this show, because she is just hot and I want to do her. And I'm sorry that she's a gray lady, but she's just hot. And you know, it just shows you too, sometimes the women that I'm attracted to, which are kind of mean, cold, distant, you know, sadists.
Anna Wintour. You get along famously.
I don't know for Anna Wintour, but I would totally, those clothes and just
really?
Her.
She did it. The designer who designed the clothes, you know, she was the woman who worked for Sex and the City. I can't remember her name right now.
Her name is like Patricia.
Patricia.
Like, I don't know.
But she did it on a shoestring budget, surprisingly.
No.
She really did. She really didn't have a lot of money
like
to put that.
Gucci and Prada and LaCroix.
No.
Do you remember on Absolutely Fabulous? LaCroix, sweetie.
Don't spill. Yeah. She actually did it on a shoestring budget, and I think she did a phenomenal job. I have not seen the movie, but I've seen a lot.
Oh, you have
of clips
to. It's a movie that there's no surprises. Mm. There's no surprises. If you read the book, it's not like the book, because I hated the book. Mm. They gave Meryl Streep a lot more shades and qualities, and it's a feel good movie. It is the gayest movie. It is just fashion and fabulous clothes and fabulous one-liners. Like this one girl, my favorite line, she said, I am just one stomach flew away from my desired weight.
Oh my.
And I just loved that, you know, or something like that. It was something like, I'm one stomach flu away from my ideal weight or something. I mean, it's just fabulous and kitschy. And if you like Top Model, if you like Project Runway, if you like these shows, you are going to love this movie.
Is Andre Leon Tully in the movie?
I don't know.
The big, gigantic, fat man.
No, I don't think he's so. Like George C. Wolfe is in the movie. I have no clue why he's there. And then cute little Stanley Tucci, who one of my gay friends said, he's so hot. And they dressed him well. And my friend loved him in this. But it's really great. It's great. It's all great. You will. Yeah, I think you would like the Stanley Tucci too. He seems your type.
Yeah, sort
of. And one of your types. You got a lot.
I do.
It fits into
like
one of your types. Kind of.
Oh, it would fit.
Yeah. So Richard Knight Jr.
Yes.
On the show. We're going to take you out the movies, tell you what to go see and what not to see.
What not to go see. And talking both about what's going on in the theaters and in DVDs, which I think is so cool that can you imagine like his house? I imagine he lives in a giant room with bookshelves full of DVDs and a ginormous white screen. I think that's what Richard's house is like.
We should do the next one from his house.
We should, but we need the projector in the background or something like that. Absolutely. In addition to Richard, we've got Jerry Potter coming on the show with his picks. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I think he's just getting so skilled and he's having so much fun with it. And I hope you find a lot of that stuff useful because, damn it, when I listen to him, I'm like, oh God, I gotta go there. I gotta know about that. It's really good. And Jared Jones returns. His debut was last month. He has another fabulous Daycations reading for you. I have to say, when I sat down to record with him, he recorded a pretty large segment and he did it in one take. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah. He's got that voice.
Oh my God. He's so booming and flawless and just perfect. That Jared Jones,
he's kind of like the David Lynch of our show. He's kind of like a Mulholland Drive segment, which I really like.
Again with the Mulholland Drive.
Like a little Twin Peaks.
All weekend at this party, these lesbian. I went to Amy's birthday party. It was gorgeous. I went to this lesbian party. It was a lesbian party. I have to say, it was the first time I was at a gay party where there were more girls than boys because there were all girls and two boys.
Yep.
That's what was going on. But everyone was talking about Mulholland Drive. I mean, it was good, but I guess it didn't touch me in my private parts the way it touched you.
Yes, because you didn't want to watch those two women go, are they going to, oh my God.
I got real confused in that movie though. I mean, his movies tend to do that, but I got very confused.
Yes, but you can't stop watching.
No, it's a train wreck. You really have to keep going in there. You know, he has a fabulous blog.
Does he?
David Lynch has the most amazing, amazing blog in the world. It's crazy as hell.
Well, you know, he refused. I rented I bought the DVD the second that it came out. Of course I did.
Slow motion.
Can I tell you two things? There is no commentary. One.
No commentaries.
No commentary. And two, you cannot scene select. And those two things are purposeful because that's exactly what I wanted to do. You know, scene select a couple of scenes. And I wanted to hear him talk about it. There is no commentary.
Wow.
There is no scene selection. And yet I still am happy I own it.
Maybe there's a director's cut that's going to come out. Maybe it was a Christmas ploy. No?
Nope. Because everybody wanted to know, like, is this part the fantasy and this part is real? And if you move this part here and if you move that part there, he doesn't want you moving anything. He doesn't want you watching it. He doesn't want you going back and trying to see if this coffee cup was here. And then that coffee cup was also in this scene with totally other people. Because he does shit like that, you know? Yeah, there's like an ashtray or something that's in the diner, and then it also shows up like in Naomi Watts' home, and then it also shows up. Like, it's crazy. And everybody had a theory, but he just wants you to watch it and
crazy
just get washed over by it. Just like our Daycations with Jerry Jones. Just let it wash over you.
Look at you bringing us back. Well, folks, we have a big show. I hope you will stick with us.
And all the music of Ember Swift throughout the entire
show.
So check her out, folks. The Dirty Pulse is the new CD.
Dirty Pulse. It's a fabulous. And there's a big giant heart on the back, which is gorgeous.
Boop, 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 boop.
Folks, we'll be back right after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
But look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and my two dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's Bee in My Bonnet. This bee is as crazy as Ozzy Guillen going to the gay games! Not too long ago, White Sox manager Ozzy called a Sun-Times reporter the F-word. So now he's including a trip to the gay games as part of his sensitivity training. Speaking of gay games, what is baseball anyways? It's nine sweaty men running around in tight pants playing with balls. Sounds like a Saturday night in Boys Town to me. This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, and that's the Bee in My Bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
What you do and what you say, don't talk much, 'cause what you do won't listen to what you say. What you do just walks around.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News. In New York, about 1 in 10 men who say they're straight reported having sex with another man in the previous year, says Dr. Preeti Pathela, research scientist for the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene's Bureau of STD Control. Pathela is the lead author of a report titled Discordance Between Sexual Behavior and Self-Reported Sexual Identity, a population-based survey of New York City men. The report offered information on men who consider themselves straight but engage in homosexual sex in the previous year.
The GLBT advocacy group Truth Wins Out expressed outrage with the National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality, that's called NARTH, the bad guys, after a racist column that defends slavery was posted on the group's website. The comments came only days before Ron Odom, the openly gay African-American mayor of Palm Springs, California, was to appear at Focus on the Family's last weekend's anti-gay Love One Out conference, headlined by NARTH executive director Joseph Nicolosi.
In India, a new survey by the Hindustan Times shows that only a third of Indian youth are in favor of keeping the country's anti-homosexual laws. Gay sex is currently illegal in India under an 1861 law imposed by the British colonial authorities. The survey, whose participants ranged from 15 to 25 years old, found only 31% were in favor of keeping the laws, 17% were unsure, and 52% believed that the anti-gay laws should go.
And in Somerset, England, an annual Blackberry Carnival has a new carnival queen this year, a 15-year-old named David Bridge. Yes, David Bridge donned heels, a dress, and a jeweled tiara, good for you, boy, to appear as the carnival queen. David, who carries a handbag and wears makeup, said, "I've always liked the carnival, and I thought, why not take part?" Well, some residents aren't too happy with the decision, but 66-year-old carnival chairman Robin Goodfellow said, "Some people might be offended, but we would rather be inclusive than exclusive." Good for you, England. Jolly old England.
Bravo, Goodfellow. Bravo.
And that is your Windy City Queercast News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jerry Potter's Picks. This week, I have some fun ways to lose weight heading into winter. These are including diet and exercise, the two most important things that you can have to lose weight. I discovered a new product at the grocery store called Skinny Cow Ice Cream. This is 96% fat-free. It includes ice cream cones, bars, and sandwiches. I like a great dessert like that. Go to www.skinnycow.com. Also, for your diet, you want to start a food journal to watch what you eat. eat a big breakfast and because you've been starving yourself all night, so it's time to fill up again. Also, stick to small, multiple meals throughout your day so you don't overeat. Americans always seem to overeat if you eat out at restaurants. I try to eat out at home. And don't go to the all-you-can-eat buffet. For inspired exercise, work out at Valley. I like the convenience of going to different ones. Always, you can find a good workout buddy to go with you. Go to www.valleyfitness.com. You can find one close to you. In Chicago, there's a lot of them all over the place, so that's why I like them. Some people like a 24-hour one, but I go to Valley. These are some good ideas for you beating the wintertime blues and fitting into that New Year's party dress. So keep listening to Jerry Potter's Fix on Windy City Queer Cast.
On sale now, the House of Blues and Bud Light Music present Lisa Marie Presley at the House of Blues Chicago, Monday, October 2nd. Doors open at 7:30, show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are only $25. Lisa Marie Presley at the House of Blues Chicago, Monday, October 2nd. Visit hob.com/Chicago for tickets today. Don't miss it. You must be 18 and over to attend this show.
The LaSalle Bank Chicago Marathon on October 22nd is an event that brings elite athletes and weekend warriors from across the globe, 50 states, and all walks of life together to experience Chicago in an incredible way. We invite you to experience the marathon as a spectator as it passes through 15 Chicago neighborhoods on a course lined with bands and performing groups. For information on the marathon, community partners, and great savings available through the free LaSalle Bank Chicago Marathon Community Card, visit us at chicagomarathon.com/experience.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
In your life.
Join the club.
For the week of September 25th, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company presents Gore Vidal's political satire, The Best Man, an examination of the nature of people who are drawn to power and the lengths they might go to obtain the highest public office in America. The Best Man runs September 20th through November 5th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets and information, call 773-871-3000 or visit remybumpo.org.
And for more on Chicago's cultural scene, visit windycitytimes.com. And folks, it's time for us to do our giveaway. I can't believe this show is right around the corner. You've heard the commercials right here on the Windy City Queercast, and no doubt around town. We are giving away tickets to see Lisa Marie Presley at the House of Blues right here in Chicago on Monday, October 2nd. That's next Monday. So if you want to win tickets, send us an email right away to wcmgpromo@aol.com, and we'll get those tickets right out to you. Once again, if you want to see Lisa Marie Presley at the House of Blues right here in Chicago on Monday, October 2nd, send us an email, wcmgpromo@aol.com.
Hey, this is your tour guide, Jared Jones, right here on Windy City Queercast. Terre Haute, from the French meaning family fun. So where better to visit than Bogey Bear's Family Fun Center? And this week, Beulah and I had our own little family. My brother Lars was rushed into the hospital for an emergency liposuction, which is quite rare, but when you get your ass wedged into the seat of a stolen cherry picker, there's only one way out, and it ain't pretty. So I was left with the charge of my sprightly nephew, little Lars. This made Beulah quite happy, as she herself was cursed with a uterus the size of a walnut and could not bear fruit. So we strapped little Lars into the Prius, and it was off to Indy. Over the rolling plains of corn, Beulah and I really caught a glimpse into the picket fence family bliss. We sang songs, played games, and threw up violently from the stench of little Lars' soiled huggies. This is where family living got hard. I had never changed a diaper before, and Beulah, still reeling from the volunteer drug study in which she had participated, and feeling the ill effects of what can only turn out to be a new prescription medication to cause temporary blindness and uncontrollable tit sweating, had no hand-eye coordination to speak of. We would have to resort to extreme measures. We pulled aside at a gas station in Judyville. We fastened Larsy to the roof of the Prius, doffed his diaper, and drove nonchalantly through the car wash. We may have to come up with a reasonable explanation why he now has a glossy sheen about him. Carnauba wax can really bring out the luster in a 3-year-old's skin. But he seemed to be having a blast. By the third time through, he seemed to have had enough and we were back on the road to Terre Haute. By the time we finally reached Bogey Bear's, Beulah had had enough of rides and, instead, parked herself right at the funnel cake stand, where she proceeded to inhale funnel cakes like so much Peruvian flake. This was no shocker, of course. After the infamous night back in 1998 when she devoured an entire dumpster full of day-old crullers to rescue the endangered child trapped beneath them. Of course, when she reached the bottom, she discovered it was not a child, but rather our former algebra teacher, Mr. Swank, who had taken up residence and bathroom in said dumpster. But that's really for another column. Lars and I had a blast twirling on a ladybug ride and swinging endlessly on the swings. A slick, waxy baby is a difficult thing to secure in an amusement park ride, as we discovered, when Lars flew clear of the tilt-a-whirl and had to be retrieved from behind the log ride, where he had fortunately landed on a passed-out Beulah, soft and pillowy from ingesting 7 pounds of funnel cake. Handy tip of the week? If you're bringing a small child to the fair, don't run him through the car wash first. I know it generally goes without saying, but it happens to us all. In my family, anyway. That's it from Terre Haute. For more fun, go to www.bogeybear.net. Join us next time, sans the slippery little shitbox, for another fun-filled daycation.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Can you spell hilarious? See the bee everyone's buzzing about. For tickets, visit spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
Here's your kid's meal.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget, that comes with a free prize.
A pony!
What do you say, Maggie?
Thank you.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Turn left on Ashland Avenue.
Whoa, this GPS thing is amazing.
I know.
We've never gotten to Debbie's this fast.
Turn right on Wood Place.
Look, there's her house.
And remember, her boyfriend's name is Kurt, not Chris. Chris was her last boyfriend.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
The doctor will see you now.
My appointment's not for another 10 minutes.
Well, the doctor's running a little ahead today.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
It's 7 o'clock in the...
Hi, everybody. This is Nicole Wells, and you are listening to Amy and Peter on WindyCityQueercast.com. Yeah.
I let the hands of time pass me by. I gotta flip the script. I need to learn about me, myself, and I.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY. We fall back into the fall season. It's a great time to start going to the movies if you've been spending your summertime out of doors. Gather some friends, mm-hmm. Go on a new date, take your beloved to the movies. And of course, we have Richard Knight Jr. It's our night at the movies here with us. Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm marveling at that idea that somebody would go out of doors and not stay inside to watch a movie. Unless they were going out of doors to watch one of those great movies in the park.
I love the movies in the park. But I get really excited with the fall time to kind of go back into the movie theaters. Yeah. I tend to do that. I tend to go back into the movie theaters in the fall. And always there's a lot of great, you know, we're going for the next few months for all the big Oscar last pushes. Mm-hmm. So
well,
what is
actually,
coming
yeah.
out? What's coming yeah. out in October?
Well, of course, we're so excited immediately about Short Bus.
Yes.
Which is the follow-up to Hedwig and the Angry Inch by John Cameron Mitchell. This is going to play opening night. It's not opening night, but it's premiering here at the Chicago Film Festival. I don't believe he will be here, but a couple of the stars from the film will. And say stars. These are people that they're all newcomers. We talked a little bit about this last time. So I'm very excited about that. I haven't seen it yet.
What is the movie about? What is the basis of what he was trying to film?
Sex.
It's a sex movie. And again, I'm a little hazy on it because I can't quite get a grab on the synopsis, but it sounds like it takes place at one of these, there was a club in New York in the 70s, very famous, infamous, called Plato's Retreat, where, you know, strangers could go and have sex and have dinner and hang out. And it follows, you know, several people who go to this kind of meeting place. And, of course, there's a gay people, straight, you know, the whole mix. And get involved in this big orgy thing. And so there's a whole drama that focuses. And I believe it's sort of Altman-esque. It follows different characters.
Well, nothing's more dramatic than sex and lots of people.
Yes.
There's
also...
I'm sorry, I missed that?
Oh, I was going to say, there's also an awesome trailer that you can watch the uncensored trailer online if you go to, I think we leave it shortbustthemovie.com. So
there you go.
That flew around.
I can do that. I'm so behind. I'm so caught up, as you said, Amy, with there are so many screens now every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I'm not seeing what's coming sometimes.
So that's Short Bust, the John Cameron Mitchell new film that will be at the International Film Festival. What's next?
Well, then the week after that in Chicago, we get to see finally Running with Scissors.
Oh
yay.
This trailer is so misleading, or they have shot the wrong movie, is all I have to say.
Well, all three of us know, it's based on the memoir by Augustine Burroughs. And it is about a gay man, a teenager, actually, who is... adopted by his mother's psychiatrist family, and they are crazier than the Adams family. And what the trailer isn't showing you is that he becomes involved in a gay affair with a character who's played in the movie by Joseph Fiennes. They just quickly show him in the trailer, but I've been assured by people working on the film that storyline is in the movie, very prominent.
Yay.
And how about his mother's lesbianism, which is played by Annette Bening?
Don't know about that.
Because I heard that cute little Kristen Chenoweth is one of her lovers and does share a kiss with Annette Bening in an interview that Kristen did.
Oh, well, there's our answer.
Yes. Well, but who knows if it made it to the, you know, if it's on the cutting room floor. I kind of can't see Annette Bening and Kristen Chenoweth kissing. It kind of makes me hurl a little bit. Makes me throw up in my mouth just a little bit. But
Well, I mean, she's really a fearless actor, so I can't see her shying away from really much of anything.
Well, because she has like three lovers. I think she has an African-American, this little Southern thing, which is the Southern waitress, which is what I assume Kristen Chenoweth plays, and then another one, and I can't remember, but I think she has three leading ladies in this film.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
So bust it out, Annette Bening. Miss Beatty. Miss Beatty, go with your bad self.
I say go for it. It's going to be very interesting to see that.
Yeah. Running with Scissors is definitely one for everybody to check out. It will be a curiosity at best.
And, you know, the week that arrives, this is sort of toward the end of October, a lot happens in one week. That same week, we're going to see Infamous, which is the other Truman Capote movie.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
That's with Sandra Bullock, right? Playing Harper Lee? Yeah.
And Sigourney Weaver. And it's sort of an all-star cast, except for the guy who plays Capote. I can't think of his name right now, but he's in a lot of character things, and it looks like physically a lot more like Capote than Philip Seymour Hoffman
did. Seems like Tony something, or Tony Lewis, James something, James Janice. I can't remember. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Him. He's British.
But he's had a lot of little parts here and there, and a lot of comedic stuff. Actually, this movie, from what I understand, covers a lot of the same period of time as Capote did, but in a much broader sense. So we're going to see the famous black and white ball that he gave after the completion of In Cold Blood, where all the famous New York Society matrons come. And also, Daniel Craig, 007, he plays Perry Smith, one of the killers, who many people think may have had an affair with Truman Capote. It's speculated, you know, that when he was in jail and Truman was visiting him to get his story, that maybe something happened.
The conjugal visit.
Say again?
The conjugal visit.
Yeah, and I believe there is an on-screen kiss.
Yeah, I hear this is quite the big, you know, because people are already really, there's a huge amount of bad buzz between the 007 fans about Daniel Craig anyhow, which I don't even understand. If you've seen that trailer of him coming out of the water, he looks hot, and I am a big old dyke.
Hot.
But supposedly they do share a kiss, and it is in the film, and they're saying now it's even worse now that 007's kissing a guy, and a doughy
well,
guy at that.
He's played gay before
mm-hmm.
in an obscure independent film. This was a while back. And it actually it sort of shows everything he's got in that film. So I, go to IMDb and look up his credits and you can find the movie.
There you go. So that is infamous and it's yes to be seen if people want to see another Capote story.
Toby Jones.
Yeah.
Toby Jones, there he is.
Yeah, thank you, Toby Jones. And Gwyneth Paltrow is Peggy Lee, so.
Is that all there is, really?
I'm looking forward to Infamous. I'm also looking forward to this same week, we're going to get Marie Antoinette with Kirsten Dunst.
Ooh.
The follow-up to Lost in Translation by Sofia Coppola. Got very mixed reaction when it played at Cannes. Actually got some boos, but then there were people that said it's brilliant. A lot of it is set musically to music from the 80s. The trailer is cut to a New Order song.
Love it.
Wow.
Jason Schwartzman plays Louis the 16th, thank you. Judy Davis is in it, Rip Torn, that crazy Asia Argento.
it has a
pretty hot cast, and I'm just looking forward to seeing it. You know, she always does very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And this is kind of their reunion film after The Virgin Suicide, so she handles Kirsten Dunst very well, and I'm looking forward to that one.
So that's another good one.
That's Marie Antoinette. That same week, I'm telling you, this is a big week.
We're going to be
never leaving the theater.
No, we're just going to be in the theater all day. I'm going to be popcorned out in like 3 days.
Yeah. Hopefully these will all be at one of those big megaplexes like, you know, River East or something. The Prestige, which is Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman, this costume thriller by the director who did Batman Begins.
God, this is the gayest movie of the fall. Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman in a costume piece.
Mm-hmm.
They play competing magicians at the turn of the century.
It's very queer.
Yeah, determined to outdo each other. And David Bowie is also in the movie.
Could it get gayer? My God. Could it get any more gay?
Our gay cup is going to run us over.
Wow.
Yeah.
You boys are so lucky.
We just need a little Grace
so
Jones.
Lucky. I need to find a good lesbian film for you.
That's all right.
We'll
just watch Volver, the gay male porn. You know, we seem to like it.
Yeah. Well, Volver is coming in early November. So
there we go.
Almodovar.
Again.
Yeah, Penelope Cruz and
Carmen Maura.
So, so that looks good. Anyway, so and of course, in time for Halloween, we get Saw 3. You know, I probably won't see it.
No, I think I've seen scene three. Is all I would. We don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I couldn't make that pun work.
Yeah.
But anyhow,
A lot of people are asking about what's going to happen for Halloween. Actually, a lot of stuff that's happening for Halloween is going to happen on DVD.
Well, tell us about some of those.
Well, we're going to see a special edition of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh!
Texas Chainsaw Mascara.
It's actually pretty good.
Yep.
I like it a lot. We're going to get Monster House, which really isn't for little kids. It's a little too scary for little kids, but it looked great. That's coming. We're going to see a big Boris Karloff set. It's actually a lot of his B pictures, some of his stuff like Before I Hang, and some of the programmers need it. But they're nice little, you know, for a classic movie fan, those are fun. A lot of those Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
I love Elvira.
Okay, well, Elvira, back in the 70s and 80s, well, 80s, actually, she hosted this show where she would, you know, introduce the movies and, you know, do quips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're coming out with these on DVD.
Like how funny.
How brilliant. She was always like her and Svengoolie, to me, like the local Chicago Rich Cos, they were always just the two of them back and forth. I just loved them.
Well, then you're going to just have fun with that.
She's like a big old Halloween drag queen.
Well, isn't she kind of like with those breasts? Isn't there some sort of lesbian appeal to Elvira, Amy? There's gotta be.
Well, she's got a mullet in
breasts
a way.
Breasts are always breasts and a good use of a mullet. You know, a good use of a Joan Jett type looking mullet.
Yeah.
With some extensions can always.
Her movie wasn't bad. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, we'll let you have that.
I liked it too.
I thought it was fun.
I'm not so crazy about.
But at the end, anyway. where she goes with the pasties back and forth like the helicopter, that was really
fun. Right.
Maybe I need to revisit this.
I'll soon you forget.
I think, I'm with you on that one, Peter.
So, super scary. What scares you? If you wanted a scary movie for...
Scariest movie of all
scary,
time.
Scary, what's your top scary movie? What still makes you jump?
Gosh, still makes me jump.
What makes you, Peter, while he's thinking?
For me, it's Aliens.
It's one of my favorite movies. It's in my top five. I love that movie.
It still gets me. It freaks me out.
Yeah.
I love Alien. I love Alien so much. But Aliens, the second one.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Just really, there are just so many scenes where I flip out. I just flip out.
I think
scream.
That's in my top five, actually, Aliens.
Yeah.
But I would say the movie that scares me the most is still The Shining. That movie just terrifies.
Ooh.
Or
really?
I have such childhood memories of that movie that I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen it since I was a kid. So.
Yeah, I'm getting
goosebumps. You, like, it made me so freaked out. I remember going over to my best friend's house and watching it the first time, and I was sleeping on this sunroom porch on this pull-out couch that was made into a bed, and I wanted to go home. I was like screaming
because it's so unnerving.
Oh, I was way too young to be seeing that movie.
I had the same reaction when the first time I saw Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
I saw it at a screening, and nobody really knew anything about it.
Oh, wow.
So to see that movie without any advance, so, you know, by the time she actually gets down to see Hannibal Lecter, he's just standing there, but you're so terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
And that whole last sequence where, you know, you're in the dark with the, you know.
Infrared.
I'm definitely terrorized a lot more by what you don't see, like a picture like Alien, where your imagination does so much.
Yeah.
For you.
Well, there you go. We've given you three suggestions if you really just want to be terrified this October to put into your queue.
Yeah, put in your Netflix queue now.
Put in your Netflix queue and get it and have some friends over and watch a scary movie. I still think Halloween was scary too.
Halloween
is one of the... Thank you for mentioning that, because that's one of the scariest movies ever.
That music, makes me feel like I'm going to turn inside out. Richard, thank you for taking us to the movies. You can, of course, read Richard's columns and his suggestions and his reviews at his column, Night at the Movies, in Windy City Times every week or online. If you're checking out the Windy City Times and reading that online, or you can go to his website, nightatthemovies.com, and that's Night with a K,
K-N-I-G-H-T,
nightatthemovies.com.
Often at my site, just to throw this out, I'm able to do extended interviews with people because I have a little bit more room. So
there you go.
Sometimes the reviews and the pieces are a little bit longer. I have some exclusive things there.
Go read the director's uncut version at
ninththemovies.com. Yeah, pretty much.
Richard, we'll talk to you next month. We look forward to it as we continue to head into the heavies, as we say, throughout the fall with movies. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Terry. I go to a screening. Bye-bye.
I'm awake now. I cannot go back to sleep. Consciousness is stealth. On quiet feet it creeps. Once you let it in your house, you'll never want it to leave. I'm awake now. I can hear it breathe. The more I learn about food, the less I want to eat. The more I learn about water, the less I want to drink. The more I learn about people, the fewer I want to meet. The more I learn, the less I want to think.
I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Ember Swift, Salt and Pepper throughout this entire show from a great CD called The Dirty Pulse. It's brilliant, brilliant. We heard some great tracks from it, and I hope you definitely check her out. She's got so many great CDs out there and so much good music out there, and like Amy mentioned at the top of the show, she's always touring, so visit emberswift.com for more details on her.
And we want to thank you for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes.
And don't forget to email us at WCMGPromo@AOL.com for all of our giveaways.
The next Queercast, it's only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podjo and Limelight Networks.
I love it.